God Rejoice Ministry. Happy Sunday, baby, people.
I hear a mercy.
Praise the Lord, Christians.
How's everybody doing on this beautiful day, guys? Happy Sunday, people.
Happy to be
once
here.
Again.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Hey, amen. I know
everybody weekend real quick, man. What's going on?
Weekend was good, man. I heard y'all was in the studio.
Yeah, we was in the studio. We was in the studio trying to create some music, but actually, you know, the session was cut kind of short. We had a great meeting. After the session,
praise
you know,
God. You help know. Coming. Help is on the way, huh?
Praise God. What's your perspective?
On the studio.
It was good?
Praise God. We were out in the studio this weekend. Yesterday. We was out there. BLK, Blackwater Studio, right? Yo, look, it was a good, like, why y'all laughing? I'm about to go there, right?
Yeah,
I'm about to go there.
You want the summary? You want the short version?
You
got to
give us the short version. We want the short.
Come on, Grandpa.
Look, we were in there. We were working on some music for the McDonald's Gospel Fest.
Praise God.
We'll be at the McDonald's Gospel Fest May 11th this year, 2019. The Prudential Center in Newark.
Yes.
So we were out there. We recording some new music for the ministry.
Praise God.
We had some dudes from RGF come through.
Praise God. Yeah.
You know, shout out to RGF.
Yeah, big shout out to the RGF team out here. They came and met with us down at the studio. So all in all, you know, it was a good time. And we had you know, Nathan Smalls in the building.
Yes.
Oh, Prosperity shout out to Nathan Records. Smalls. Yeah.
Yes. Praise
shout
God.
Out the Prosperity good. Records. Word up. Your weekend was good. Your weekend was good.
Oh yeah, man, real good. I can't say everything I did, but it was excellent. praise God. God is good.
Well, why you don't remember? What's going on?
I remember. I'm just not reciting.
I mean, you said, well, what?
Brother nah, Tony.
Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord.
I was saying,
there's something new.
Always glow. Like, right? Never a dull moment in this mind.
Praise
right?
God.
Praise God. Praise but God. Yeah, guys, just to get into the topic, guys, we are talking about today, and then actually, too, we apologize for giving you guys a short show today. We definitely will try to make it up again next weekend.
Praise
but
the
actually,
Lord.
But actually, we are talking about forgiveness inside of relationships.
Yes.
Is it okay? Excuse me. How do you forgive someone when you're in a relationship? That could be a friendship. That could be a boyfriend, your girlfriend, your lover. You know, whatever. Mm. You know, what is your, you know, quick Naira. Give me a female perspective of like, what do you look for from men in regards to forgiveness in a relationship?
If the man is forgiving me.
No, both. You know what I mean? Both.
Ooh, curveball. I feel like, you know, I want that man to be honest and genuine. I want it to just be real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here talking that talk, walking that walk, ain't about nothing. Mm. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Whole lot of something with no substance. How about that?
What about you, Brother Chris?
About
sorry,
forgive-
minister.
Excuse me, pastor.
Pastor.
Hey.
Sing
it,
get it, bless him.
Go ahead and ask me the question again, because I got distracted by the cheese and olives.
Come on, Minister.
What is your opinion about forgiveness in a relationship? Whether that be friendships, you know, relationship between man and woman, woman and woman.
I feel like, in all honesty, I feel like we can't have healthy, successful relationships without forgiveness.
How far do we go, though?
Well, you know, there's a scripture. Unfortunately, I can't pull it up because for some reason the old treatment sheet is loaded on my phone.
We believe you. Give us what you got.
Praise God. But there's a scripture in the Bible that says offense will come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Offense will always come.
I was reading that today.
Yeah.
Offense will
always come. So forgiveness is going to be something that we have to practice ongoingly for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Part of human relationships is offense.
Yeah, offense.
Mm-hmm. You know, because we're imperfect and we're flawed. We're always going to do things that either hurt one another. Not always, but the reality of it is we're going to do things that offend each other. Yeah. We're going to do things because we're not all
true.
In the same places at the same times. We're not always operating at the same maturity levels.
This is
so I feel like knowing how to forgive and understanding that forgiveness is never for the other person. Forgiveness frees you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is the key that starts to help you to have successful relationships even when people are doing things that may be wrong.
Great
to
point.
You.
Excellent points, too, by actually, you know, both of you guys, but actually too though, another entity in regards to forgiveness is actually, you know, like standing under your own truth. You know what I mean? Like, can you stand under your own truth? It's kind of like to really, really forgive someone in a situation. You got to understand and basically identify with everything that you've done in a situation.
Mm.
Whether it's like, so it's kind of like, for example, like me, I was going through something with. My son's mother. So basically, I had to come to terms where, you know what, I did
come on
incite her to riot.
So come it's on, Bishop. Like,
you, ooh.
I did those purposely because, you know, she pissed me the hell off. Well, forgive me. But she did.
All
so
right, Bishop.
Yeah. Hey, man. So, hey, man.
Yo, so, every week.
Every week. So, hell is in the curse word.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
I think it just depends on the context in which we use it.
Hey,
go ahead, Bishop.
Okay, well, we're here with you. Go ahead, we got Bishop. Your we're back. Here, go ahead.
It's too early for this, man. but it's kind of like I wasn't trying to incite her to riot because I felt like my feelings were hurt. Mm. And I think a lot of times in life, you know, like people can actually harbor on, you know, like mixed emotions and actually like bad experiences because basically like their feelings are hurt. You know what I mean? It could be because, you know, like you're belittled. You're just like, yo, like my feelings are hurt. So now is my time to actually try to retaliate. You know, I believe, you know, people who are in like relationships, marriage, whatever, friendships, like, if basically, like, if, like, you guys don't identify and actually confront each situation that basically you guys have, it's not going to work. Organization, like, relationship, it can actually all crumble if basically you don't identify, like, all of the issues that are actually holding you guys back from actually prospering mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Yeah. Forgiveness in relationships, like, it's kind of different. Like, I mean, like, people talk, I'm going to just say this. I heard people talking about, you know, like, sex, right? Like, you know, like, one partner wasn't pleasing the other partner in marriage and things like that. So it's kind of like, the husband is like, how do I tell my wife that, like, I'm not pleased? You know what I mean? Like, will she ever forgive me? So it's kind of like the guy was just like, how did like he really break that down? But I'm just telling the guy, like, listen, like, you married, having sex isn't a sin. You got to just tell her what you want. Pop in the tape. Do whatever you going to do.
Pop in the tape. Don't pop in the tape now.
Hold up.
I'm joking. Don't pop in the tape.
But I just want to be in agreement with what he said because he did make a comment before and he said that, you know, you have to be under your own. You have to recognize the things. Yeah, don't pop in the tape.
Yeah, just don't.
But you have to be under your own truth. You have to be able to stand under your own truth. Uh-huh. The truth of that matter is that man has already been exposed to so much temptation, more than likely on so many higher levels than that he should not have come into contact with in some situations that he needs to then stand under his own truth and say, you know what? I'm looking for something and looking for her to stretch herself a little bit. No pun intended.
Go ahead.
But to stretch herself a little bit, and that might be because of what I experienced, what I've done, what I've opened myself up to. Yeah.
Come on.
We got to recognize those things when we're dealing with people, you know?
I would like to take that thought just a step further, and, you know, to say stand under our own truth, which is true. I just say stand under the truth.
Period.
You know, we some certain levels of forgiveness is hard for us to reach because we have issues with just telling the truth. I like what you were saying, Apostle. I like the glasses as well.
Is he popping?
I'm trying.
Shoot your shot Sundays, ladies.
Now. Right.
Look, but I like what you were saying, which is as far as a lot of forgiveness is stop trying to always analyze what was done wrong to us. In reality, start to realize what is the role that we played in the situation that we were in. Like, because when you start to do that, you know, God allows you to get more clarity on why that season even was transpiring in your life. Because, you know, God is sovereign, you know, and though he may not have caused the season, he uses all seasons.
Yeah.
The Bible says he can use all things, he works all things out according to, you know, for his good, you know, in our lives. So,
come on,
you know,
now.
To start to make sense of what are some of the things that we're experiencing at other people, part of that healing is, you know, is not to take an accusatory standpoint and always try to point to people, you did this, and this, and that's why I did this.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it is to sit down and start to stand under the truth. What did I contribute to the situation that made it progress to this point where things are so bad, where I'm estranged from this person, where I don't get along with this person? When I see this person, they get on my nerves. They get under my skin. I can't stand them.
I'm like missing the air to answer that question.
I feel like
I don't want no sauce. I went from Miss
Praise
Miami to Miss
God.
Classic.
I mean, in the next steps after that would be, what can I do better? What can I do to make myself better? That's when you get back to the Word. That's when you go to see God. That's when you drop down to your knees and you ask God, God, I'm in this place. I feel this way, God. You go honest. Mm. I feel this way.
You know what is kind of funny? Like,
help me, Lord.
I had a cousin, right? Like, me and his cousin, you know, like, we started a lot of things together, like parties, you know, like, he was my older cousin, so it's kind of like, I was looking up to him, you know, I mean, and, like, basically, like, he's still doing amazing things. Like, it was just like, me and him had, like, a real, real bad fallout. So it's kind of like, every time I seen him, it was something in my spirit where I'm like, yo, like,
come on.
I do not want him around.
Come on.
He went the same way.
Come on.
We didn't have to say it, but we just felt that everybody around us was like, yo, them two. Not like each other.
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy because, like, we knew each other since he was kids, and, like, to this day, he'll walk by me and, like, real talk, won't even, like, shake his hand. Or nothing.
Even till this day.
Even to this day right now. So it's kind of like, like, last two summers ago, I walked up to him. I said, yo, I forgive you, bro.
Come on.
He was like, forgive me. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, I got the money. I'm talking about you, forgive me. I'm like, forgive you, bro. I love you, man. It was respect towards you, man. We family. When basically me and you see each other, just speak. He didn't take the advice. I was like, you know what? I did what I had to do. I understand that, like, basically from our situation, I played a part in it as well. I wasn't just the victim. I played a vital part in it. He harbored on those feelings more than he should have, but it's kind of like I played a, like, valid role in it. I wasn't like sole case, but it's kind of like I played a valid role in regards to, like, our friendship, you know, like breaking up and a group breaking up as well, because basically we all had a group together, like me, him, Shamar, like we all had a group together.
What kind of group was this?
Told it all again.
I'm keeping it real though.
What kind of group was it?
We had a group where basically, like, we was like throwing parties, like we was packing parties out, like we was putting like 1,000 people in the parties, like we was doing college parties, having meetings once a week. It was kind of like what we was doing in the ministry, but it's kind of like it was for the world. I'm being real.
It was for the world.
If y'all haven't been to any In God We Trust Ministries parties, we invite y'all to check them out.
Yeah, make sure y'all just give a donation.
I'm just saying, like, one of the things to, like, actually, like, stand under your own truth in regards to forgiveness with anything is, like, analyze the whole situation and say, you know what, like, don't take sole blame and ownership of the situation. Realize and understand the things that you've done. Once you've done that, bring those same emotions and feelings and actually your experience of what happened to the person, present that to them. Once you do that, it's up to them to forgive you. If they don't, move on and let it go.
Come on, hey.
A lot of times as Christians, like, we try to wake the dead. God, I mean, real talk though, like, God can allow certain situations in our life to actually help us move to that next dimension. But if you pulling on this person, like, trying to bring them with you, and real talk, they ain't meant to go, they can actually hinder you from actually reaching your next dimension. So actually, like, there are different levels in forgiveness. You can forgive, but real talk, where I'm going, it's probably not intended for you to come with me. So real talk, you gotta, you know, like, try to do what the old scripture says. But that scripture says, forget them things which are before, behind, and actually reach for them things are, like, which is before us.
This is true. Like, praise God.
I heard a great minister say this: you can't go forward looking in the rearview mirror. Sometimes, like, real talk, you gotta just leave things dead. God killed it. He closed that door. It is what it is. For, like, being my cousin, brother, I love you. I know you watch the show. I'm doing my thing. Do your thing.
Amen.
Ain't nothing against you. But I ain't sleeping with that at night. You got to. God loves you, bro. And God will trust ministries.
Hopefully not.
Brother Tony.
I'm being real.
Apostle. Who's sleeping with who?
No, I ain't sleeping with those emotions.
And there's nothing wrong with that, God. Because we do have to. You didn't have to. Once you give people the formula to go ahead and understand that every situation is not going to be able to be mended in a way that you want.
This is true.
Okay? Everybody that you, where you're going, everybody can't go where you're going. This is true.
This is
so
true.
You just have to realize that you have to extend pleasantries to people.
Come on.
But it does not make you, being a Christian does not equate you to being a doormat.
Praise God. Praise God.
And listen, God protects our hearts, so we don't have to be so closed, you know. At the same rate, you don't have to allow people in to keep hurting you and hurting you and hurting you. You don't have to do that either.
Yes, what she's trying to say is the Bible says if they smack you, turn the other cheek. If you smack me, I'm gonna smack it back.
Well, the Bible don't say that. But it don't say that. But I will say I feel like you guys are on a good point, because the reality of it is what I will encourage. What I'll encourage is, because the reality of it is what you did with your cousin is what a lot of people do not do.
Yeah.
The people forgive and they say it, but they never go and apologize.
Okay.
They never take responsibility for what they did. You know, people love to take on the victim role. You did this to me, you did this to me, you did this to me, and people and then they retreat.
Yeah.
They put space between them and the offender.
To stop the
healing. To, you know, and all of that. But they never go back and get the true healing, because it's not just a space and a separation from the person that heals us. If a person has influence over our emotions, or when the person's name is brought up, we cringe, or we get uncomfortable, or if the person walks in the room and we got to walk out, it means that person still has power in our lives.
Yeah. Jesus.
We have not been released from what we have been through with that person. See, part of the levels of forgiveness, this works in friendships, this works in relationships with spouses, it's just being honest about where you went wrong. Now that's humility. That's humility to come to you and say, look, I ain't gonna sit here and say, you know, all of the stuff you did wrong to me, because you know what you did. I'm gonna humble myself to show you, look, this is what forgiveness looks like.
So what do you do when you go with that and that person still ain't trying to give you no light?
I'm asking. After you humble yourself, it's not for you to go and court the person, because if a person really wants to be in your life,
they will.
They're gonna be in your life. They're gonna show up. They're gonna come around. They're gonna make themselves available. They're gonna see what you're doing and support you. You know, now if you go and apologize and you humble yourself before a person, you don't go and attack them and say, yo, you did this and you did this and that's why I did this. You know what I'm saying? But you say, yo, look, in that situation, I'm sure we could both find a lot of things that we did wrong, but I'm here to talk to you about me today, right? Because I need to free myself.
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is what I saw that I did that contributed to some of these things. You know, you showed them what it looks like to forgive, so when they're ready to go ahead and search for their forgiveness, the door can be open for them to come to you in the same way and say, like, you know what? When you was talking to me about that situation, maybe I was in my pride. Maybe I was looking offended by you and what you did and blaming you for stuff, but I want to humble myself and say, I'm sorry, this is what I did, right?
Yeah.
But after you do that, if they receive it or not, you keep it moving.
Praise
you
God.
Know, you keep it moving. You keep moving and striving and growing and growing. And like I said, that door remains open for, if it's true forgiveness, when the person comes back, you'll be ready to receive them. Because that's what God does to us, right? He forgives us, and we go astray from him all the time.
Yes,
and God just sits and patiently waits and says, I love you. I'm going to wait for you to come back.
Because you're coming back.
That's right. You better know. Back. That's right. That's back. Right. You know, always
so,
back
so
to
I
God.
Feel, I feel like when it's true forgiveness, even though, yes, we do move on, because you can't keep going up against somebody and they smacking you around and doing all of that, you're going to be like, all right, obviously, there's a different spirit striving with you. I love you anyway. It's sad to see you that way.
That's right. It's
I gotta
sad
keep
to see
going.
You that way. And you but, can pray for him, too.
Come on.
Pray for him.
Come on.
I do.
Yeah, I
be
mean,
praying for my enemies, Lord.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can definitely pray for
hey,
him.
Hey.
Yeah,
Bishop.
I mean,
yes, Bishop.
You can definitely pray for him. I mean, one quick prayer that I say, you know, like, anybody that's actually doing anything wrong to me, I say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal their heart, touch their heart, bless their heart, keep it moving. I'm not going to harbor on that too long.
Praise God.
I'm going to just move forward and just do what I got to do because like, in, like, reality with forgiveness, I mean, like, we still got to walk our journey in life. We can't just, like, after we forgive that individual, sit there in that place.
Come
in
on.
That moment, emotionally, spiritually, trying to grow, increase. Don't let the devil make you feel guilty for trying to grow and increase.
Praise God.
Leave people behind because real talk, like, once God forgiven us, we go to that person and say, I apologize for, like, the things I've done, my actions. Move on.
Praise God.
And if basically that person doesn't want to forgive, that's between them and that person. I mean, last week, man, like I was telling you, you know, the story, my mom, she got in a fight with a girl back in her teenage years. They was in church together. She seen the girl. She walked, God told her, God said, yo, go over to her right now and real talk, apologize to
Come
her.
Come on now.
She did that.
Come on.
The girl died 6 weeks later.
Come on.
Like, I mean, so it's kind of like, I mean, like, as true Christians, like, we really gotta stand under our truth. And, like, at that moment, as a young kid, I didn't know. My mom, you know, showed me how to stand under my own truth. Mm-hmm. So, basically, you know, like, the more we stand under our own truth, the, like, more we can increase spiritually, emotionally, and real talk, mentally. And real talk, don't be afraid to actually pour your heart out to someone. Because real talk, the more you pour a heart out to someone, God can actually refill our heart with goodness and kindness and blessings.
Come on.
So real talk, like, speak from your heart, man. Like, be who you are. Don't be afraid to actually be who you are and actually, like, walk in your purpose, man. You know, like, find your purpose. Do what you gotta do. And it's kind of like, you know, like, if, like, they ain't with you, keep it moving, man. And it's kind of like, stop trying to wake the dead. I'm going to keep saying that a lot. If, like, God dead a situation in your life, it's for a reason. Stop trying to wake the dead. I'm talking to y'all, but in, like, reality, I'm talking to myself as well. You know, like, I'm actually, you know, very guilty of actually trying to wake the dead with, like, old friends and things like that. It's kind of like you shouldn't have to put on airs or actually, like, try to impress somebody to be around you.
Come on.
After, like, you apologize to them. Just keep it moving. Don't let the enemy make you feel guilty for actually prospering and actually doing what you got to do without that person around.
You have to work on yourself and work on your relationship with God. When you do that, you find that God actually handles the areas of your associations and the people who you start linking yourself up to. Because if your primary focus is to work on yourself and work on your relationship with God, you know, spirit attracts spirit. You know, you'll find yourself attracted to people who are doing the same thing.
This is true.
Same, you know?
God will bring, like, those people to you too.
And then, like, great point. And then, like, real talk, after you forgive them, this is a mistake I made in the past, and real talk, I can hit my head on the wall. Don't try to, like, have God bless you to impress them. Don't.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead
now,
Bishop.
That's a scary place to be. And my
God. A lot of people be trying to level up in the Lord out here for the wrong reasons.
Don't level up and, like, I'm going to have them, like, respect me. They will be on my.
I'm going to show up. Go ahead. In Jesus' name.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Not even in Jesus' name, but, like,
or to even get people
though
that you want too. Don't be asking God to do certain things so that you can get a certain thing either. Like, you got to do it for the Lord.
That's bitterness.
Yeah.
So you're not healed yet.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, don't go out here, like, trying to seek forgiveness by trying to impress people.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Be who you are.
Gotta be genuine.
Keep it, and like keep it moving. Like, don't be trying to, you know, like, do all these crazy type of things to your hair, your body, like, all this crazy stuff.
Trying to impress people
that don't give a damn about you anyway.
You had something, Minister Naira?
Yeah, real quick. I just want to say, no, it's all good. I just wanted to say real quick that if you look in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. And finally, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. So don't allow bitterness, don't allow grudges to stop you from your purpose and from what you're here for, because God does not have to give you your next breath. You could drop dead right where you stand. I could drop dead right where I'm sitting now. But God has given us another chance to do better. So we have to remember to forgive the best that we can. Because it can, not only is it just not good for you, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your time being upset and mad and in the shell. He wants to come and kill your body, because stress, it comes with the grudges. And that's sickness to your body. And he wants to destroy the relationships that you have and your relationship with God. Don't allow it.
Come on.
You got to fight.
That's true.
Praise the Lord.
Do we have a moment to actually get into the video before we get out of here? We have the video for Sister Naira Mercy.
Yeah, we dropping a video. Is this in the God We Trust Ministries debut?
This is actually a video by Taraji P. Henson, actress on The View. You guys may know her from Empire. She talks about how prayer is important. So basically, we're going to play the video and then actually have Minister Naira elaborate on it from a female's perspective. Play the video.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, she was on The View. Technical difficulties. Talk about how she has a a mental health awareness plight going on,
okay,
where she wants you know, people of color to go ahead and speak to people. And what she said in the clip was, she said that she said, you know, we were told to go and pray, but prayer doesn't always but prayer doesn't work like that. And she may not have meant it in that moment.
Okay.
But she, this is a trained actress, okay, who have done hundreds of different, you know, work roles and all of this, that, and the third. So I'm sure she was, you know, maybe a little nervous that happened. She's human.
Uh-huh.
But in the same breath, my sister, prayer does work. It also matters your level of faith. How faithful were you when you were praying?
Come on.
Okay? And speaking about faithfulness, I want to let y'all know that In God We Trust Ministries does have a prayer line.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Praise the Lord.
Do we know the number in the name of Jesus?
Well, that we do have on the treatment sheet. Let me go ahead and load that up. But as I'm grabbing the number, as I'm grabbing the number for you all, I will say yes to go along with what you were just saying. Prayer does work, but the Bible is very clear that we have to pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pray once and expect God to just meet your need. Mm-hmm. Prayer is a lifestyle. It's an ongoing thing. We have to pray daily. We have to read our words daily. We have to study. When it comes down to forgiveness, right, and forgiving people, if you notice that you have bitterness in your heart, right, if you sit down and you really say that you really still feel offended by a person, or when a person is brought up in your own mind, that it just causes all types of just uncomfortable feelings inside of you, that's something that you need to pray about, and then you need to put a fast on that. You need to fast that spirit out of you. You know, because some things only come out by fasting and praying.
Praying,
you know, so you know, yes, Taraji, she may have been a little bit nervous, you know, but for us who are maturing in the faith and who are growing in this thing, we understand that this is not a fly by night kind of thing.
You don't reach
spiritual levels of maturity just by having faith alone.
Mm-mm.
Right? Because the Bible is very clear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. If you're not in front of the word and you're not breaking down scripture and you're not chewing that thing and digesting that thing, your levels of faith won't be able to increase because educated concerning the ways and the characteristics of God.
Amen.
So when it comes time for us to display it, when we got somebody who's doing something wrong to us, instead of responding out of the spirit, we going to respond out of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we don't feed the spirit.
Mm.
We don't read the word. We don't fast. We don't pray. We don't get deep on this thing. You know what I'm saying? So just to go along with you, yeah, prayer works.
Yeah, I mean,
but faith without works is dead.
Come on.
Come on, preachers.
Come on, preachers.
I can dance.
Let me get that number real quick before you say something, Bishop.
I actually have it right here.
Go ahead, Bishop. Ooh. Take it, Bishop.
Yeah, guys. Please check out In God We Trust Ministries Prayer Line. We are open 24/7, 365. It's a call/text number, and the number is 973-567-7139. Once again, that is 973-567-7139.
Bless him.
Glory be to God.
Text, 365, 24/7, no matter what you're going through, we're actually here to pray with you. No matter what this crazy lady said at the moment, prayer does work.
Prayer does work.
I'm like a living witness to that. Even now, even certain things that like I shouldn't do, and I still pray, and God still showed me the grace and favor.
Come on,
God still shows me like the grace and favor to actually like still be persistent and like real talk to still endure the like hardships of life. So prayer does work.
Praise God.
It's because you know you were having some like rich people problems. Oh well. But yeah, guys,
we love you, Taraji.
Yeah, power's great, by the way.
God bless you, yes, and you're a great actress. But prayer does work, my darling.
And you're
invite me to come
one.
Pray sometime. God bless you.
Call us on prayer line. We'll pray for you, Taraji.
Yeah, Taraji. Call us on the prayer line.
We could pray with Taraji. I think Taraji would love to pray with us.
Yes.
I think so too. And that's my girl on Empire. I'm sorry, but Cookie is one of my alter ego.
Come on.
But guys, check us out every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Sunday. We are live in God We Trust Ministries. Next weekend, Brother Chris will be in Iowa, so it'll just be me and Minister Naira here.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, talking about the word of God, talking about everything, talking about life experiences, talking about prayer, talking about different situations in life, how to overcome situations.
Preacher.
How to strive in the how to thrive in the storm. We don't survive storms here. We thrive in the
storm. Thrive up. You dig?
Listen, are you giving that prayer salvation?
You got that prayer salvation. Go on and hit it, Pastor.
Go ahead. Toss it around. Guys, if you'd like to come into the family of God right now and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart, and say this prayer with us. God, right now, I repent for any ways that I've been living that I know deep down in my soul have not been of you. Right now, I am willing to turn away from those ways and to surrender and make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. God, I believe he is your son. I believe that he died for my sins. I believe that he rose from the dead and is alive today. Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Begin to teach me and instruct me according to the ways of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, remember you are saved.
Hey, family.
Yeah, you know, let the Lord, you know, lead you to a Bible-believing church in your area.
Yes,
praise God. Yes, please be led to a Bible-believing church. If you can't get there, watch it on YouTube. Check us out all the time. We're here. And it's basically, once again, you guys need immediate prayer. We are here. Please definitely call our number.
Praise
and actually,
God.
Guys, thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Thank you.
Praise him.
God bless you.